In an essay he wrote for the New York Times, the writer Mohsin Hamid described the DNA of fiction as a double helix. One strand comprised of what the writer knows, and the other strand comprised of what the writer wants to know. When I read Hamid's description of fiction writing, it struck a chord with me. Over the years, my motives for writing fiction have become increasingly autodidactic, and my creative process very much intertwined with researching subjects I am fascinated by and hope to explore and deepen my knowledge of through the writing of fiction. That my first novel was set in Japan was more circumstantial than intentional. I was working there as an English teacher when I began writing, and too self-conscious to write autobiographical fiction, I started to write stories about the people, society and culture surrounding me. I wrote more to occupy my time, and because writing was an activity suited to my hyperactive imagination and love of language, than to learn about Japan. My subsequent novels were written for more deliberate, autodidactic reasons. I wrote my second novel, which is set in colonial and post-colonial Malaysia, in order to learn about the country my mother is from, which in my mid-twenties I was ashamed to know very little about. My mother is Chinese-Malaysian and emigrated to the UK in the late 60s to be a nurse. Inspired by her tales of communist terrorists hiding in the jungle during the 1950s emergency and the race riots after the 1968 general election, I spent 2.5 years researching Malaysia's recent history and then writing a book. My third novel is set in contemporary China and interwoven with historical stories spanning 1,000 years from the Tang Dynasty to the era of Chairman Mao. My grandfather was originally from the south of China and emigrated to Malaysia before the Second World War. This ancestral connection to the mainland was the origin of my longing to write about China. Research for my third novel was much more intensive than for my previous books. I moved to Beijing in 2007 and lived there for several years, studying Mandarin, doing homestays with local families, and visiting libraries every day to read history books. My time in China was vital inspiration for the book, but also enriched me on a personal level and changed the trajectory of my life. Now my favourite way to begin a writing project is to immerse myself in researching whatever I am obsessed by and want to learn more about. Usually during the process of reading and writing, ideas for stories and characters will surface from my notes. I also like to make the creative leap beyond my own identity into characters who are different to me, be it a different gender, ethnicity or nationality, and to try and inhabit and write from a cultural perspective different to my own. I write fiction for many reasons, because I love literature and language, to replicate the beauty and insights I encounter in other works of literature, to explore the psychological and moral complexities of being human and illuminate the areas of consciousness that other modes of expression cannot reach. But one of the most significant reasons I write fiction is to reach beyond myself and the perimeters of my knowledge, to continually learn and challenge myself and broaden the range of stories that I tell.